Can we have a roll call, Madam Secretary? There you are.
Board Member Mannix?
Here.
Board Member Cross?
Here.
Board Member Serrani?
Here.
Board Member Moore?
Here.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'd like to make another statement. Persons in the audience may address this board in connection with any agenda item or during the public comment period. As provided by the Brown Act, the board has limited each individual's speaking time to 3 minutes. Anyone desiring to speak during the public comment period is requested to complete a speaker card and submit it to the secretary prior to the start of the meeting or as soon as you can. So we'd like to start out with comments from the public on non-agenda items. Is there anyone who would like to speak on a non-agenda item? Okay, seeing none, we want to do approval of the minutes. Has everybody read the minutes? Can I have a motion?
Yeah, I'll move.
Is there a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comments? Anybody in the audience wish to comment on the minutes? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Okay, the next is the election of officers. Is there any formal procedure for this, or we just... I don't think there is there?
Board members, there's no formal procedure. The bylaws call for the appointment of a chairperson and a vice chairperson. It's up to the members of the JPA board to make that vote.
Okay, thank you. Can we have a nomination for chair?
I'll nominate Nick Stramek for chair.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Anybody in the audience wish to comment on that? Seeing none, have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Okay, I nominate Douglas Cross for vice chair.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Anybody wish to make comment on that? Seeing none, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passed unanimously. Okay, we can start board reports. Mr. Thiessen.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The to make accommodations for speakers who may seek translation services, we do have in the audience a translator who speaks Spanish, and I'd like that person to come forward and offer that service now. If there's any members in the audience who seek that that service.
Si hay alguna persona aquí que no habla inglés, que necesite intérprete y quiera dirigirse a la junta en español, estoy aquí para traducirle.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item E1.
Mr. Chairperson, before we get into that, I would also like to make one opening statement. Tonight's agenda includes an update from the Joint Powers Authority staff regarding progress of the ICTF Modernization Project draft EIR. This EIR has not yet been publicly released. Staff will report on that on item 6 on the agenda. We remind everyone that comments on the ICTF draft EIR should be given only after the draft EIR has been released, and any comments tonight will not be included among the official EIR public comments. In other words, this is not tonight a CEQA hearing or comment hearing. We'd also like to clarify that there is another near dock rail project, the Port of Los Angeles SCIG project proposed by the BNSF Railway, and that is not the subject before this ICTF board tonight. Therefore, comments on the SCIG project should not be given here. We will not be discussing or voting on any SCIG project item tonight. Thank you. Now, the first item on the agenda.
Can I just make a mention, ask for something?
Yes.
Number 6, how many people in the audience wish to speak on number 6 on the EIR, make comments on it? Are there people? Okay. Because I was going to suggest we move that item to the last item if there were a number of people who were going to speak, but let's go ahead with the agenda as it is.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Item E1 is approval of a new general counsel. Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws of the ICTF require that the Joint Powers Authority appoint officers of the ICTF JPA. On October 5th of 1983, the Joint Powers Authorities between the cities of Los Angeles and Long Beach provides for an ICTF Joint Powers Authorities and activities to be exercised in the manner consistent with the City of Los Angeles laws and procedures for exercise of similar powers and activities of Joint Powers Authorities. Therefore, it is prudent for us to appoint a general counsel for the ICTF. The general counsel of the City of Los Angeles Harbor Department would be an ideal choice as she would be familiar with and can provide legal guidance to the Joint Powers Authority. I recommend that the ICTF Governing Board appoint as general counsel of the ICTF Joint Powers Authority, Los Angeles Harbor Department's General Counsel Jana B. Sidley. Ms. Sidley is here tonight to my right. She has served as second person to my right. Has served as the Harbor Department of Los Angeles General Counsel since March of 2013. She has permanently replaced Mr. Tom Russell, who retired in 2012. I would like to point out that Joy Kraus, sitting to my right, had acted as acting general counsel for the Joint Powers Authority and has done a very fine job and continues to assist us in legal matters. Therefore, I'm recommending that we act as general counsel, Ms. Jana Sidley, to serve the Joint Powers Authority. It's also recommended the board make a following finding. The board finds that this activity is an administrative activity that will not result in direct or indirect physical changes to the environment, as such is not a project as defined by CEQA guidelines sections 15378.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen.
I'll move the staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Anybody in the public wish to make any comments on that? Any comments up here? Okay, before we do that, I'd like to thank Ms. Kraus for really helping out and doing a great job for us, so thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Thank you.
Item number 2 is a financial audit results for fiscal year June 2012. KPMG has been the auditor for the ICTF for a number of years. They've completed the audit for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2012. As I've mentioned in prior meetings, the ICTF financial accounting lags over a year. It gives the auditor time to collect all the data from the Union Pacific Railroad, who operates the ICTF, review the documents, and confirm the all of the financial figures and numbers are accurate. They have determined that the financial positions change in the financial positions of the Joint Power Authority and cash flows are all presented fairly in the audit. Operating revenues for the fiscal year decreased by 4.5% to $3.8 million. Net assets have decreased as the JPA has approved distribution to the joint ventures. The volume of containers has remained relatively flat through the ICTF. As on-dock rail has continued to grow in both ports. That decreased by 2.6% to just under 406,000 container lifts. It's recommended that the Joint Powers Governing Board receive and file a financial audit report prepared by KPMG for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2012. It's also recommended the board make the following finding. but this activity is an administrative activity, will not result in direct or indirect physical changes in the environment, and as such is not a project as defined by CEQA guidelines sections 15378.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Any questions, comments by board members? I got member board members, just the commissioners. And board member, anybody in the audience wish to comment on this item? Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay, have a motion, a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Okay, item number three, Mr. Thiessen.
Item number three is a net facilities revenue report for the annual period ending November 1st, 2012. This reporting period differs slightly from the financial reporting period reflected in the previous staff report. KPMG again has completed their review of the net revenues for the fiscal year, ending November 1st, 2012. During the year, this year's 416,259 gross container lifts, generating $12,487,770 in gross revenues and gate receipts. This is a small increase, 1.6% from the revenue year 2011. The way the ICTF bylaws work is gate fees collected less allowable deductions result in net facilities revenues. Those facility revenues for the reporting period are $7,860,595. Those, as prescribed in the bylaws, those net revenues are to be distributed equally to the joint ventures, the Union Pacific Railroad, and the two ports. As such, Union Pacific Railroad transferred $3,930,297 to the ICTF investment account, representing their 50% share in the 2011 revenues. That investment account, just for the board members' information, is maintained by the City of Long Beach. Final draft of the net facilities revenue report is attached. The auditors and the JPA staff have reviewed it and are in complete agreement with the findings. It is recommended the governing board receive and file this draft net facilities revenue report for the year ending November 1st, 2012, and also make a finding that the board finds this activity is an administrative activity, will not result in a direct or indirect physical change to the environment, and as such is not a project defined by CEQA guidelines, section 15378.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Board members, questions, comments?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have motion second. Anybody in the public wish to make any comments on this? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passed unanimously.